It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Yabba dabba doo! Simpson, Homer Simpson, he's the greatest guy in history. From the town of Springfield, he's about to hit a chestnut tree.
It's that time of year again. It's bowl season. Let's hope you don't strike out at your picks this year. The SwampSwamiSports.com 2024 Bowl Edition coming your way right now. Every single bowl. Are you ready for this? It starts on Saturday, December 14th. That's this weekend at 8 p.m. Central Time on ESPN with the Salute to Veterans Bowl from Montgomery, Alabama, featuring 6-6 South Alabama versus 6-6 Western Michigan. I bet you can't wait for that one. Our next bowl game comes up on Tuesday, December 17th at 8 p.m. on ESPN, the Frisco Bowl from north of Dallas, featuring 10-2 Memphis against 6-6 West Virginia. By the way, based on the Swamp Swami rankings, Memphis number 15, West Virginia number 81, that represents the biggest mismatch, and then they'll lose, right? Coming up on Wednesday, December 18th at 4:30 in the afternoon, the Boca Raton Bowl from South Florida featuring James Madison at 8-4 versus Western Kentucky at 8-5. And by the way, that is the closest game based on my rankings, with James Madison at number 49 and Western Kentucky coming right behind at number 50. The next one up on December 18th at 8 p.m. on ESPN is the L.A. Bowl from, yes, Los Angeles, California, featuring UNLV at 10-3 versus Cal at 6-6. Another mismatch. On Thursday, December 19th at 6 p.m. on ESPN2, why are they doing that to them? The New Orleans Bowl features Sam Houston at 9-3 going up against Georgia Southern of the Sun Belt Conference at 8-4. On Friday, December 20th at 11 a.m. in the morning on ESPN, it's the Cure Bowl from Orlando, Florida, featuring 10-3 Ohio University, the champions of the Mid-America Conference, against the champions of Conference USA, Jacksonville State at 9-4. Should be a good matchup. Later on Friday, December 20th at 2:30 p.m. on ESPN, it's the always fun Gasparilla Bowl from Tampa, Florida. This year, Tulane at 9-4 will take on the University of Florida Gators at 7-5. By the way, the Gators come into this game on a 3-game winning streak. Then, capping off Friday, December 20th at 7 p.m. on ABC and ESPN, it's the first of the college football playoffs first-round games from South Bend, Indiana, home of Notre Dame at 11-1, going up against Indiana at 11-1. Yes, both teams are from the state of Indiana, and this is the Hoosiers' first major bowl game since the 1967 Rose Bowl. How about that? The next day on Saturday, December 21st at 11 a.m., this game will be a college football playoff first-round game on TNT. Surprise! It's from University Park, Pennsylvania, home of Penn State University. They'll be going up against SMU, both teams with an 11-2 record. The closest playoff game on ratings based on Swamp Swami's ratings, with number 8 SMU going up against number 9 Penn State. The next game on Saturday, December 21st will be at 3 p.m. also on TNT. The college football playoff game first round from Austin, Texas, featuring those Texas Longhorns, the home team, going up against the last team in the field, 10-3 Clemson. This game will also be played, as we said earlier, on TNT. Now, that's the last for TNT for this year. The final game on Saturday, December 21st at 7 p.m. Central on ABC and ESPN is college football playoff first round action from Columbus, Ohio, featuring Ohio State, the home team, by the way, their ninth home game this year in 2024, going up against the SEC number 3 team Tennessee at 10-2. Our next bowl game comes up from the Myrtle Beach Bowl in Conway, South Carolina, a little south of Myrtle Beach, featuring UT San Antonio at 6-6 and Coastal Carolina at 6-6. Yes, it's a home game for Coastal Carolina. Our other Monday the 23rd game is at 1:30 p.m. on ESPN. It's the Idaho Potato Bowl, of course, and a good mashup between Northern Illinois at 7-5 and Fresno State at 6-6. Couldn't resist it. On the day before Christmas, Tuesday, December 24th, Santa may be watching the Hawaii Bowl as he gets ready to go out for work. That's coming from Honolulu, Hawaii at 7 p.m. Tuesday the 24th on ESPN, featuring 7-5 San Jose going up against 6-6 South Florida. By the way, in that matchup, neither of those two teams, San Jose or South Florida, has posted a win this year over a team with a winning record. The post-Christmas bowl games begin on Thursday, December 26th at 1 p.m. on ESPN from Detroit, Michigan with the newly named Game Above Sports Bowl, featuring two tough 7-5 teams. Actually, they're pretty close. 7-5 Pittsburgh and 7-5 Toledo will be playing in that game in Detroit. Also on Thursday, the 26th at 4:30 in the afternoon on ESPN, you'll have the Guaranteed Rate Bowl from Phoenix, Arizona, featuring 8-4 Kansas State and 7-5 Rutgers. The final game on Thursday the 26th, on the day after Christmas, will be the 68 Ventures Bowl game from Mobile, Alabama at 8 p.m. on ESPN, featuring Bowling Green from the Mid-America Conference going up against the Sun Belt's Arkansas State. The Red Wolves are also at 7-5. On Friday, December 27th, let's start it off at 11 a.m. on ESPN with the Armed Forces Bowl from Fort Worth, Texas, featuring the Navy, who is currently 8-3 before they play Army this weekend, and Oklahoma at 6-6. That should be a good matchup. Also on Friday, December 27th at 2:30 p.m. on ESPN, it's the Birmingham Bowl, featuring 7-5 Georgia Tech and 6-6 Vanderbilt. At least that game's a less than 3-hour drive from both of the schools. Good planning. On Friday, December 27th, in the evening at 6 p.m. on ESPN, the Liberty Bowl from Memphis, Tennessee, featuring 8-4 Texas Tech, going up against 6-6 Arkansas. The fourth game on Friday, December 27th, by the way, there are five of them, is at 7 p.m. on Fox. It's the Holiday Bowl from San Diego, California, featuring 9-3 Syracuse and 8-4 Washington State. And yes, our fifth and final Insomniac game at 9:30 p.m. Central on ESPN comes from Las Vegas, the aptly named Las Vegas Bowl. It's the 8-4 Texas A&M Aggies staying up late to play 6-6 USC. If you didn't have enough bowl games on Friday the 27th, you're going to get 8 bowl games, yes, 8, on Saturday, December 28th. Here we go, 10 a.m. in the morning Central Time. Get up and eat your breakfast with the Fenway Bowl from Boston, Massachusetts on ESPN, featuring Connecticut at 8-4 against North Carolina at 6-6. Then at 11 a.m., flip over to ABC to catch the Pinstripe Bowl from the home of the New York Yankees in New York City, 7-5 Boston College, going up against the team that's been wanting to get back to a bowl game for years. Congratulations to 6-6 Nebraska. The third game of the day is the New Mexico Bowl at 1:15 p.m. on ESPN from Albuquerque, featuring a good matchup. 10-3 UL Lafayette, the Raging Cajuns, go up against the Horned Frogs of TCU at 8-4. In the afternoon on ABC at 2:30, you'll have the always famous Pop-Tarts Bowl. From Orlando, Florida, this will be a lot of hot air in this game, featuring the 10-2 Miami Hurricanes against the 10-3 Iowa State Cyclones.
Well, blow me down.
Next up on Saturday the 28th at 3:30 p.m. on the CW Network, it's the Arizona Bowl from Tucson, Arizona, featuring 8-4 Miami of Ohio from the Mid-America Conference against the Mountain West 8-4 Colorado State Rams. Keep going. It's still Saturday the 28th if your eyeballs are still open. 4:45 p.m. for the Military Bowl from Annapolis, Maryland, with 7-5 East Carolina going up against another North Carolina school, NC State, at 6-6. Why are they playing that in Maryland, he asks. There are just two more bowls, so grab your caffeine at 6:30 p.m. on Saturday, December 28th on ABC for the Alamo Bowl in San Antonio, featuring 10-2 BYU against Colorado at 9-3. This is an excellent matchup of two teams out of the playoffs. And the finale on Saturday, December 28th, from my hometown in Shreveport, Louisiana, it's the Independence Bowl, founded in 1976, our bicentennial, takes place at 8:15 p.m. on ESPN with a terrific matchup. 11-1 Army, champions of the American Conference, going up against the champs of the Sun Belt, 10-3 Marshall University's Thundering Herd. On Monday, December 30th, more bowl games. Oh yes, you still got more. The Music City Bowl from Nashville, Tennessee, Missouri at 9-3 against the Iowa Hawkeyes at 8-4. On New Year's Eve, you'll have 5 more bowl games. Oh, yeah. Starting at 11 a.m. on December 31st, a Tuesday, with the ReliaQuest Bowl from Tampa, Florida, featuring the Alabama Crimson Tide at 9-3 going up against the Michigan Wolverines, who finished at 7-5. My big question is, how many of Alabama's players will be still left on the roster at that point? The next game up on New Year's Eve on December 31st is at 1 p.m. on CBS, the Sun Bowl from El Paso, Texas, featuring the Louisville Cardinals at 8-4 and the Washington Huskies at 6-6. Mid-afternoon at 2 p.m. on ABC on New Year's Eve, it's the Citrus Bowl from Orlando, Florida, with a really good matchup of 9-3 teams, the South Carolina Gamecocks and the Illinois Fighting Illini. 2:30 p.m. on Tuesday the 31st continues on ESPN with another bowl game, the Texas Bowl from Houston, Texas, with the LSU Tigers at 8-4 going up against the red-hot Baylor Bears at 8-4. Baylor is on a 6-game winning streak right now heading into this game, and for LSU, how many of their star players are also going to sit out this game or transfer soon? We'll find out. And the final game on Tuesday, December 31st, on New Year's Eve, it's 6:30 p.m. on ESPN, is the first of the college football quarterfinal games from the Fiesta Bowl in Glendale, Arizona. We'll match up 12-1 Boise State, who had a first-round bye, against the winner of Penn State and SMU. The calendar is flipped, and it's now Wednesday, January 1st, 2025, and you've got 3 more bowl games today on New Year's Day. Starting at 12 noon on ESPN, the first of 3, the Peach Bowl from Atlanta, Georgia, featuring Arizona State at 11-2 against the winner of Texas and Clemson. Followed up at 4 p.m. by the granddaddy of them all on ESPN, it's the Rose Bowl quarterfinal game in Pasadena, California, featuring the overall number 1 seed, the Oregon Ducks at 13-0, up against the winner of the Ohio State and Tennessee game. And your evening finale on New Year's Day comes up at 7:45 p.m. from New Orleans, as the Sugar Bowl game is played on ESPN. It'll be number 6 Georgia after their bye week at 11-2, playing the winner of Notre Dame and Indiana. But we're not done yet. Oh no. Thursday, January 2nd at 6:30 p.m., it's the always famous Gator Bowl from Jacksonville, Florida, with a good matchup of 9-3 teams, Ole Miss from the SEC and Duke of the ACC at a surprising 9-3. On Friday, January 3rd at 3 p.m. on ESPN, you will have the First Responder Bowl from Dallas, Texas, featuring Texas State at 7-5 and North Texas, which is pretty much a home game for them, at 6-6. The nightcap on Friday, January 3rd at 6:30 p.m. on ESPN is the always messy Duke's Mayo Bowl. It comes from Charlotte, North Carolina, and the winner gets doused in mayo. I'm not joking. 7-5 Minnesota go up against 6-6 Virginia Tech, and whoever the winning coach is, make sure you wear something that you can wash, because they're going to dump a bunch of mayonnaise on your head. You'll have to watch it to see it. And on Saturday, January 4th, the final traditional bowl game of the season comes up, the Bahamas Bowl, 10 o'clock in the morning on ESPN2. They're obviously not worried about people watching this game because the NFL kicks off a little bit later. This is 8-3 Liberty University going up against 8-4 Buffalo, not the Bills, the college team, the University of Buffalo. After that game, you'll wait till January 9th on Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. on ESPN for college football playoff semifinal number 1. The Orange Bowl in Miami, Florida will feature the Fiesta Bowl winner against the Sugar Bowl winner. And on Friday, January 10th at 6:30 p.m. on ESPN, it's the other semifinal game from the Cotton Bowl in Jerry World in Arlington, Texas. The Peach Bowl winner goes up against the Rose Bowl winner. And on Monday, January 19th at 6:30 p.m. on ESPN, the College Football National Championship game in the Georgia Dome in Atlanta, Georgia, featuring the Orange Bowl winner against the Cotton Bowl winner. If you want to go back and check any of these picks, go to SwampSwamiSports.com. I've got them all listed out for you there, and good luck in your office pool.